Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
This morning we start with a Schenectady councilwoman who's calling for a 10-year minimum sentence for gun possession. Who is it and how was it received?
Councilwoman Karen Zalewski-Weldzunas, she's a Democrat on the city council. She pitched this idea on Monday night at the council meeting, and in it she's asking her colleagues to join her in drafting a resolution that they would send to the state legislature saying that gun violence, especially when it involves illegal firearms, has gotten out of control. That was her quote to her colleagues on the council. And she points out that Schenectady, you know, like a number of big cities, small cities all across the country, has experienced this pretty sudden increase in violent crimes involving firearms over this past 2-3 years. In our area, Albany seems to have been the epicenter of the homicides, but Schenectady has not been immune to an uptick too, and we've been tracking this. You know, it was just 2-3 years ago in Schenectady, they had no homicides, and it's been upticking. Last year, there were 5 total. She says it's out of control and we got to do something to send this message. You know, New York already has tough gun laws, among the toughest in the country, she points out, but that really applies to law-abiding people. So this is really targeting people with illegal firearms. And she said they have to do something dramatic to try to get this problem under control.
Well, we're hearing a lot about a tight labor market out there. You also have a story today about Price Chopper's recruiting efforts to bump it up.
Yeah, our business editor, John Cropley, has been tracking this issue, this labor shortage that's been going on. And so yesterday, he decided to sit through one of these job fairs that Price Chopper Market 32 held at one of their stores. They held it yesterday at Malta, one of their busiest shops in the chain. At the end of it, they got one applicant. It was a teenager. So he talked to the manager of the store, who was a longtime vet operating stores, and also the human resources person from Golub Corporate. And they both said that this is the way it's going. You know, they saw a dramatic decrease in applicants during the COVID pandemic when it first started, and it's not getting much better. You know, they're looking at throughout their chain, which is 132 stores, they've got 2,000 job openings that they just are having a terrible time filling. You know, they recognize that they're like a lot of other industries right now that are suffering and struggling to fill these jobs. But we talked to the human resources person, Barbara Kessler, and she said it was tough during the beginning of the pandemic and then it was getting a little bit better. She's worried about this recent increase and a new surge in COVID cases just making things worse. So they're holding these job fairs that used to draw dozens, if not hundreds, for all kinds of industries, and now they're lucky if they get one applicant.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks. Catch up with you next Wednesday.
Talk to you then, David.